now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio now by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic stuff in the community.
You know, stuff and things.
Stuff and things.
Things and stuff.
There's a lot going on that's cute and romantic.
There's been a lot going on in general.
There's a lot going on, period, yes.
Which is, like, all well and good.
Depending on what you mean by there's a lot going on.
On your definition of lots of things.
There's a lot of news going on, which is not great, but there's also a lot of events and activities going on, which is great because it's September, school's back in session, the weather's getting a little bit cooler, and that means all of the people who plan things in Chapel Hill are planning those things now and into October.
I'm very excited because this might be the first time that you and I have had plans that were delayed by a couple years are going to come to fruition tomorrow. But we have recently also done like a 2 to 3 years delayed tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to Wicked on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I bought those tickets five ever ago.
We bought those tickets pre-pandemic, and then it got postponed and postponed and postponed, and finally Wicked has arrived at DPAC. It's great. Yeah. We did do Matchbox 20
earlier this year,
was also a delayed show from the pandemic.
But it's exciting that these very hot, very in-demand things are happening. So much so that I don't know that you could necessarily get Wicked tickets very easily.
I don't know.
I'm sure you
probably can.
But
it's here. It's at DPAC for like 3 weeks.
You're gonna be behind the person wearing like the fruit hat.
Or they brought their own like Alphaba witch's hat to the show, and then you're sitting behind them.
Or they just bought it at the store. Yeah,
at the swag store. Oh God, they can't sell Alphaba hats at the swag store before the show.
Oh, they absolutely
people
should.
Are gonna wear them. People behind them aren't going to be able to see.
What a terrible problem to have.
I know. It's kind of a first world problem.
But maybe you don't want to sit behind somebody who bought Alphaba hats for the entire family, but they couldn't get tickets, so they're just sitting there with four hats stacked to heaven. What's a plan B when things are crazy? Because it's not just crazy in Durham.
Mm.
It's also crazy in Carrboro.
Yeah.
Because the Connells are playing.
Connells are playing tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's super sold out.
And has been for
ever.
A hot minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's another huge show. I don't actually know if His Golden Messenger is sold out at Hall River Ballroom, but if it's not, it's got to
be
close.
Yeah.
Right. He's got three shows as opposed to just the one, so
right.
There's more tickets available, but those are going fast. So, all right, your plan A is unavailable because it's super popular. What's your plan B? All right, I like that.
Yeah, all right, so I've got an answer.
Okay.
And it's maybe an answer that I only have because I've recently learned about this.
Yes.
So let me pitch this to you. You still go to Carrboro.
Okay.
You go to either Armadillo or Amonte.
Okay.
And you get takeout, and then you just go to the walking trail that's behind the Cradle, and you hang out on the trail.
Just pace back and
forth.
Surreptitiously listen to the Connells.
You listen to the Connells for free while you eat pizza and get your 10,000 steps in. Because while that's not romantic for everybody, I am pretty sure you would love me forever if we actually did that. Because that is such a fun, celebrate music, and also support a local business. So that's my pitch for you.
I will counter you with a musical opportunity that is actually free and not just free if you make it so.
I mean, everything's free if you make it so.
Live at Legion, which
Ooh.
Is also Saturday in the afternoon.
Right.
So if you've got tickets to Wicked or the Connells, you can also do this. I think it does overlap with a football game. So if you're trying to decide between this and Keenan Stadium, you do have to make a choice between those two. But live at Legion on the Legion Road property, aka Legion Park, depending on where your political leanings are in Chapel Hill at this given time. Some people are really adamant about calling it that. Some people are really adamant about not calling it that, and it's hilarious. But that space, where I'm emceeing a concert on Saturday from 3 to 6 with Mixtape Grab Bag, which is a great live band featuring Among other great artists on stage, two of the members of Heat Preacher, which is a great local band that I know you like.
I do.
They do, and Mixtape Grab Bag is a cover band primarily. Like, they'll get up and do, like, cover songs. They're a fantastic live band. Like, they're super good.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
Yeah.
That's better than my backup option for your Plan B date night for this weekend, which is Aaron and I are going to Wicked, and he's got plans from 3 to 6 on Saturday. Just come and
don't
drink.
Don't invite people to hang out with you while I'm doing things.
Just come and drink with local celebrity Brad Bednar at any number of Durham establishments.
He's going to hit like 6 before I arrive.
And then, you know, just go to the Bulls game because we're doing great. We've been twice this week and would go more, but can't.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.